Hello, I'm Winona Galvez. I am a development worker from PASIG. I currently work for Kaya Natin Movement for Good Governance and Ethical Leadership. We are a non-profit, non-government organization that facilitates the translation of good governance in local communities. We launched a fundraiser campaign as a response to the threats of COVID-19. Yung chosen beneficiaries namin are our health workers in government hospitals and in the barangay, as they are the ones who are at the front line of this crisis. As of now, we have distributed PPEs to nearly 700 health workers in Metro Manila, and those are good for 15 days. We are still fundraising and at the same time distributing personal protective equipment and food and care packages to health workers. Nilaunch namin yung campaign last March 13, and would you believe that in less than 24 hours, we already raised more than 1 million pesos. Kaya sabi namin, wow, this is really a manifestation that people are looking for opportunities to help. And our Filipino value of bayanihan is at work now more than ever. Now it's March 20 and we've raised more than 15 million pesos. Yung amount na yon publicly funded from civilians, Filipinos all over the country and some even abroad. And that's only 7 days in the campaign. We still have 3 weeks to go. In the first 5 days of the campaign, I was in charge of monitoring the donation. So we asked our donors to send us a proof of their donation so we could acknowledge and individually thank them in return. We received donations from all kinds of Filipinos. There are donors who are students. Since classes are suspended, they donated their supposed allowance. There are donors from homeowners associations, fraternities, sororities, student organizations, K-pop fan clubs, businesses, and charity organizations. And we even received donations from health workers themselves, from doctors and nurses who are saying that they want to help fellow health workers from different parts of the country. We had this one donor from Saudi Arabia. He said that he's a construction worker and he donated a certain amount. He even apologized for it and he said that pasensya na po, ito lang yung nakayanan ko kasi 5 buwan nang delayed yung sahod namin. And we also received an email from a mother. Sabi niya, sinend niya yung deposit slip na galing daw yun sa savings account nung son niya, with 6 years old na grade 1 student. In the past, we've raised funds for different calamities, typhoons in Bicol and Samar, earthquake in Mindanao, and the recent Taal eruption. But this fundraiser for COVID-19 response is by far the biggest and most successful. Kahit ngayong online platform partners namin that handled ticket selling of international sold-out concerts said that they have never experienced traffic in their website. Ngayon lang for COVID fundraising. So we see a future in this fundraiser to be self-sustaining. And I think we should highlight the value of collaborative effort, because all contributions of one sector and one individual is as valuable and as necessary as another's. I am overwhelmed, well, not just me, but the whole Kaya Natin team. We are so grateful for the support of our fellow Filipinos in these trying times. And at the end of every day at work, I feel more and more reassured that we will rise above this crisis that we are experiencing.
If you have any stories to share from the community quarantine or the frontline of the outbreak, You can send in a message or voice clip to our Puma Podcast Facebook page. Mula sa Metro Manila, ako si George Ampil, Puma Podcast.